Yud Zayin Yal Simun Pei Zayin Halacha Zayin, and we're going to Halacha Yud Zayin. We're discussing different types of animals and how they're allowed to walk out on Shabbos with different types of strings. Kitzur teaches us when it comes to chickens, and the halacha of chickens is that they're not allowed to have ties, different types of strings, which are tied to them in order to, let's say, identify their identifying marks. They're not allowed to walk out with these strings. And, or if they have strings in order to prevent them from breaking utensils, all that is not permitted. But if they tie their legs in order that they shouldn't escape, or horses, interesting, I have a few neighbors that have horses. So if the horses that are tied, they mean their front legs are tied together, so they shouldn't be able to run away, that's also permitted. As long as you don't do two things, Akud and Rogu, interesting, Akedah, of course, by Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, so he had an akedah. What exactly is an akedah mean? So the akud means where a person is tying the yad with the regel. That means that the foreleg is tied to the hind of the leg. It's interesting, whenever you see these things, usually by horses, regul is where a person actually has his leg, I mean, not person, the animal itself, is tying one of the legs upward. Now that latter one that we just mentioned is usur, is not permitted to be done any time because it actually creates tzal bali chayim. Very interesting. That means for some reason the akedah is not as painful and doesn't bother the animal as much. Okay, either way, it's not permitted to be done. If someone has a non-Jew that's working for him and he's riding an animal on Shabbos to take it, let's say, to drink, that's not a problem. Interesting. Why not? Because we already explained that a living person, chayinu says atzmai, is only forbidden to be carried from a rabbinical point of view. And therefore, in this situation also, where the non-Jew is doing it, so to speak, for himself, it's easier for him to travel on an animal. So that's not a problem. Even if he puts an ukaf, which means even if he has a saddle or a garment on to ride with, it's also considered batel. It's considered subordinate to the person riding. And therefore, it's not a problem as long as he doesn't put anything else on the animal. Because technically speaking, then the animal is doing carrying something on Shabbos, and that would be a problem. You're allowed to tell non-Jew to milk animals on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Tzal Bali Chaim today, and we're much more living in a sophisticated world where you have all these different timely machines that are milking. But there's a very tremendous consideration we take into account, that the fact that the animals are in pain when they need to express their milk. That milk that they are expressing, and the milk from the animals, is forbidden to be had that day, even allowed to move it. So what the non-Jew should do is place it in the place where it's going to be protected. You're allowed to tell also an animal to feed the geese. This is talking about, interesting, the geese are not able to eat themselves. It's called force feeding the geese. And one is allowed to do so also because of Tzal Ba'alei Chayim. You're not allowed to lend or rent an animal to a non-Jew, unless there's a condition made that he's going to return it before Shabbos. If he ends up not returning it for Shabbos, what do? You make it ownerless. Now, technically speaking, which Tosfos discusses in a few places in Shas, making something ownerless can be done even if no one's there. But best to have one person, the Chafetz Chaim already discusses, and best really to have three people, and it could be even members of your family. Not a problem. That's the best way to do so. No, this way, you're not your animal is doing work, you will not be transgressing. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim discusses that this only really pertains to large animals, horses, cows, which are usually used for work, but goats and similar animals, which are not usually suited for work, so that may be lent, or leased to a non-Jew, even over Shabbos. A person is not allowed to measure barley to give to his animal, rather you should estimate. The reason for that is already discussed. The medida is not permitted unless it's medida shel mitzvah. So this is not in that category, and therefore one has to be careful when they're measuring, not to use a measuring cup, and not to be exact. So the estimation is enough. And the same thing we discussed actually when making a bottle for the baby. When it comes to a bundle of fodder that you're feeding your animal, if it's not tied with what's called a kesher shkayam, which means a tie upon the thigh, you're allowed to undo it and give it to the animal. You're allowed to also chop up gourds that are difficult to be eaten by the animal, so long as they were cut before Shabbos, otherwise it'd be mukta. If the gourds themselves are already considered soft and the animal can eat them, you shouldn't cut them. This is a concept of tircha, not going out of your way when it comes to your animal. You have to do the minimum. You shouldn't do more exertion than needed. You could actually place an animal by grass, by in order for it to eat, that are attached in order to eat. Why is this not considered a malacha? It's interesting. It's all based on the pasuk leman yanuach, which we say in the kiddush, in order for the rest. And for it comes to an animal not being able to eat is not in a state of rest. So therefore, even though we already said now the malacha, the animal's not the malacha, but this is something that's permitted. Now, any grass that was detached by a non-joint shabbos is considered muksi, not a place an animal there that should eat. Unless it doesn't have anything to eat, so then we're concerned because it's al bali chayim. If it doesn't want to drink, you're allowed to tell the non-Jew to go and get water even from a well that's in a carmelis. You're not supposed to hang a bag on the neck of an animal or any utensil, you know, for the animal to eat from it. Why is that? Because this is like extra indulgement, extra comfort for the animal, that it shouldn't have to bend its neck. And you're not allowed, like we said before, exert yourself too much in order for the animal to have extra pleasure. We're not giving them pleasure, but we have to make sure they're not in pain. When it comes to calves and colts whose necks are short and they're in pain in order to eat from the ground, look how much sensitivity we have to animals. So then you're allowed to place the utensil around the neck in order for them to eat. But that's all talking about in the courtyard, but they should not go out with this utensil because it's considered carrying, meaning in a public place or in a carmelis. You're not allowed to throw grain on the ground in order to feed poultry, chickens, etc., if it's going to be a moist area, because we're worried that if you're going to leave it there, it's going to end up sprouting. So I saw some place can say that if people are trampling there, then it's not a concern. It's going to stop it from developing and being able to sprout. When it comes to giving fodder to the animals, you know, they give it, place it in a sieve, right? Because that's going to be a shayla of meraked, and you're trying to remove the chaff in order to clean it. But if you don't have intention, then you're allowed to, meaning you're allowed to take, put it in the sieve and place it into the animal's trowel, right, where it eats from, even if the chaff ends up falling out, because that's not your intention. And lastly, when a person is giving bran to the animals or to poultry, you're not allowed to place it in, you're not allowed to add water. But if before Shabbos you had added the water to the bran, so you're not allowed also, you're not allowed to knead it, but you're allowed to pour from one utensil to the other in order for it to get mixed. And the reason why, even though by doing so, there is some level of kneading that's being done, but since it's not done in the usual manner, it is permitted. Have a beautiful day.